32JKT. N4TLT.
JKT, go ahead.
Did you get through the combustion?
Traffic now.
Oh, wonderful. I heard y'all talking earlier, but I was at the shadow of Paris Mountain, and it was breaking up, so I didn't say anything.
Out of it, but still got a little bit to go.
A lot of times you get through, you know, Pelham Road and 14, and you got it made.
Pelham Road exit now, and it looks like it maybe got another mile of this, but it's moving where we're going, 15, 20 miles an hour, and it's a lot better than it was. There was a long stretch there down south of exit 51 where I was moving 55, even though the Google Maps was red, so evidently it has been clearing up.
Yeah, I don't remember what night it was. May have been Friday last week. I took the brilliant idea of going 85, and it was about 10 miles an hour all the way up to exit 66. I just hear you, I've heard you talking in the morning with Patrick and Ken and those guys, so I just thought I'd holler at you.
Your name again?
Well, you probably never heard me, because you're probably asleep before I talk. Anyway, my name's Terry. I live in Spartanburg, but I work in Greenville.
Well, good to talk to you. I appreciate meeting you on the air here, but it's definitely moving. We're doing 36 now and coming up on the last part of it on the Google Map. Red part, so hopefully I'll be clear sailing home. Google says I'll be home by 7:19.
Or you get off over in Gaffney and go up, or how do you go?
I can head up.
That's what I was assuming. I hadn't been to Shelby in a good while, but that's where I went the last time.
Make it past Greenville, it's usually just fine after that. Sometimes it's just, you know, back when they were doing the construction up there, it was awful, but you're right, though. Usually if I can just get past Pelham Road, I'll be clear sailing all the way home.
Oh, yeah. Just a long day.
I was in town today, and he had a 4 o'clock all-hands meeting, so I had to stick around. But, it's not very often that he comes down, and he usually has some pretty good stuff to say, so it's good to listen.
Now, where does he come from? I mean, where does his office at? Okay.
Left the company, he was the business unit president for Milwaukee Power Tools, and then they brought him up to be the CEO of the whole company. So, good guy. You know, I got to meet him for a few minutes today, and just a really down-to-earth human being, you know, nice guy. So, I enjoy talking to him and listening to what he had to say.
Well, when you like your job and things like that, you know, the people, then it really makes it easier.
Talking about today that we want to have a good company culture where people like to go to work, so it's good that that's important to him, or at least he says it is important to him, and they've been doing some stuff that really makes it that way, so I have no complaints. I like my job, and I drive 86 miles each way to get there, so that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Good evening.
Go home and sit in my chair. I don't really have anything planned, but I may get home and find out otherwise.
I'll be home in time to eat something real quick, take a shower, go to bed to get up at 4:30 tomorrow morning and do it all over again.
To get up at 4, but I get up at 5:30 now.
Evening. I'm going to call my wife real quick and let her know when I'm going to be home, and maybe we'll chat with you one of these other mornings. N4, I think it was GLP, this is W2JKT.
W2JKT, N4TLP, I will be clear, be careful. Good night.
Have a good night.
For SPX Monster.